They share his joy in saving of the lost, July 25. He said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry, and be glad, for this thy brother was dead, and is alive again, and was lost, and is found. You claim to be a child of God, but if this claim be true, it is thy brother that was dead, and is alive again, and was lost, and is found. He is bound to you by the closest ties, for God recognizes him as a son. Deny your relationship to him, and you show you are but a hireling in the household, not a child in the family of God. When you see yourselves as sinners saved only by the love of your heavenly Father, you will have tender pity for others who are suffering in sin. You will no longer meet misery and repentance with jealousy and censure. When the ice of selfishness is melted from your hearts, you will be in sympathy with God, and will share his joy in the saving of the lost. God has qualified his people to enlighten the world. He has entrusted them with faculties by which they are to extend his work until it shall encircle the globe. In far-off countries, from those whose hearts are by these agencies turned from the service of sin unto righteousness, will be heard thanksgiving and the voice of melody. By their songs of grateful praise a testimony will be born that will win others to allegiance to and fellowship with Christ. The conversion of souls to God is the greatest, the noblest work in which human beings can have a part. In this work are revealed God's power, His holiness, His forbearance, and His unbounded love. Every true conversion glorifies Him, and causes the angels to break forth into singing.